Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, it's happening throughout up to the hour 7. The name is Ray. And of course, good music coming your way. Good music coming your way. I tell you. And also, we're going to be joined up with our guests, hopefully Jabulani Dominic and also Sipho Paulus and Umfundisi Motha. We will be touching base on issues that pertain to the faith. The topic of today. But as you hear me fiddling, I actually want a good song for you to start nicely, to start with a good song. And it would be great to go back to my friend Margaret. You know, I don't know if you remember a friend of mine called Margaret. And there's a song that she took from the Wynans brothers. And also there's a song that says Love Has No Color. I think I should get that song also. It's Michael McDonald, Anita Baker, and the Wynans brothers. It's a beautiful one indeed. But Margaret can give not a bad rendition of this song that has been done by the Wynans. And I think you're going to enjoy it, especially when you feel like things are not going quite well and you are experiencing quite a lot of, how can I put it, a lot of negativity all around you, and to an extent also that you feel somehow there has been a bit of a misunderstanding that has caused a bit of pain, you know. The Father is able to take care of every situation indeed. And of course, this is how it goes, man. You must take up your volumes. Check it out.
Spreading God's Word. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Oh yes, oh yes. Now you can tell the voice of Koyo, Nana Coyote, it's amazing, Nana Coyote there, and many people don't know that. Maybe I am wrong, but as far as I can tell, it is the voice of Nana Coyote also there, right? And we have on the line Jabulani Dominic. Let us greet to Jabulani. Jabulani, welcome. Greetings to you, sir.
Greetings, my friend. How are you doing?
Siyaphila masibuze ngakuwe.
Ah, ngumusa kaNkulunkulu sigciniwe kakhulu nathi. Sinika lonke uduma. Usifanele lonke uduma ubaba. Uyathanda kakhulu. Ngibingelele nje kubalaleli bonke ngegama likaYahusha HaMashiya nakumfundisi uMotha nakumfundisi uHadebe.
Siyabonga, siyabonga mfowethu man. Isondele, isondele immense dialogue, isondele baba, isondele. Iyakokoda ithi nqonqonqo, ayithi kokoko manje ithi nqonqonqo.
Yeah. Mm. Looking forward.
Hey madoda, inkosi mayibusise, mayibusise umsebenzi. And of course, for many people on Tuesdays from 8 o'clock, there's a program called Men's Dialogue. It's a program that the Father has given us. And so we are pursuing Men's Dialogue throughout. So the conferences are going on of men. In the meantime, it's a man of a men on track. It's in Abo on Tuesday night. All right.
Great.
Yeah. Let me greet also Sipo Bolo. Sipo, Dumela, Dumela.
Mfundisi Ray sawubona ndumela ukayi ntate.
Hayi kuyaphila ntate lona likayi.
Ah thobela ntate asibingelele abalele emakhaya sibingelele umfowethu uJabula Dominic indoda yale. Ngicishe ngathi iqhuma. Mfundisi Motha siyabingelela noleyi. Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu, siyabona kakhulu. And of course sinomfundisi Motha. Mfundisi Motha, greetings to you, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, my brother. Greetings to you too, and Mfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulani kanye nabalalela emakhaya sembingelela.
Awusweke. And tonight we are going to talk about an unteachable spirit. An unteachable spirit. As to what it is even all about, and how do we see that one has an unteachable spirit. Eish. You know, once I realized questions cut, kukhona umunye une unteachable spirit, mara ama amen wakhe adlula ama amen wa labantu bekahlezi nawo. Kuthi amen yakhe uyishayela le phezulu, mara ayikho into ayifunda. Inhliziyo ivalile unohambisa nje inkambiso. Nokuthi lo muntu oshumela impintsha yakhe. Nokuthi uku leadership phele kufanele alokubonakala njengazo zonke izinceke kweziku leadership zilokhu sithi amen. Oh, yes. Ha! Power right there. Hey! Naye fanele lokwenza zona lezi zinto lezi kubonakala ukuthi hey naye ngathi uconnected kade enhlizweni ugayibozi. An unteachable spirit always rejecting that which is the word of the Father. We are talking about that. We trust the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way, and we will touch on that. How do you see if someone has an unteachable spirit? Hey, my thought. Na kuphela sesiyangena kuNtasinga ku December bathini festive season ho abanye bayoze bambone ngoJanuary uma ebuye ekhala athi kungqono uza ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi haye entabeni angithi bekaphuza sonke lesikhathi angasizi since November 15th right through uyobuya ngey 9-10 zaka January. Phelile imali njengeprodigal son, iphelile imali. Umlomo umile ukeke wakwe washo la wathe phela. Kukhona la umlomo uke wawoma re. Yabona. Womile umlomo leso sikhathi. Baqedile ngawo ebumnandini. And then you find such a person. You see, these are the signs. Yeah, when festive season, ingenile, people are unteachable, zobon. And we really need to be careful. Look, when you start to hehwa izinto, the festive season, was good to the unteachable spirit. Zonke izinto ebabafundisa zona, wonke unyaka lo, ukuyithiba ukuyiphatha kahle. Hayi, next. Akangeni umuntu akhona lento le. Akangeni next. Ukuyithiba akasa. Hey, athi we are all human. I'm a work in progress. Athi I'm a sinner that is saved. To err is human. To forgive is divine. Hamba ngalawo ma phrase lawo. We have to speak about this. We have to touch on this. We have to really get into this. What is an unteachable spirit even all about? Isaiah 49 verses 4, then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Elohim and my work with Yahuwah. The act of denying Christ, unteachability. Look at the Gadarenes. They said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 34, and behold, the whole city came out to meet Yahusha. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region. I say again, Matthew 21:42. Then Yahusha said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Elohim's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Unteachability. The notion of consistently denying Christ. Having a form of divinity, but denying the power thereof. Mark 6, verses 3. Is this not the carpenter son of Mary, a brother of James, Judas, Jose, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. They were offended at Christ. Unteachable spirit, you also see it running offense. They become offended very easy. And all over 3 days, my fans knew him. Luke 4:28. So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, they were filled with wrath. They were filled with wrath. I was going to tell you. They take offense. Awusababoni lasenkonzweni abaningi. Because they took offense. Ngasikudala yabona ku Facebook laphayana. Sekune fellowship lapha efletini. Hey madat. Bapra inyama lapha ngegama lakho kuyadliwa. I pride lapho. Ne language ekhulunywa lapho. Hey offense kuphela. Unteachableness. Luke 4:29, so those at the synagogues were filled with wrath when they heard him speak. And they rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they led him to the bowel of the hill on which the city was built, that they might throw him down out of the cliff. But Yahusha escaped, you know the story. Unteachability also is found in rejection. Luke 17:25, but first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Unteachability also in 2 Chronicles. I'm going back to what people refer to as the Old Testament. I call this the Torah. Now, check the Torah and the prophets. Now, check this. In 2 Chronicles 30, verses 10. So the runners passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh as far as Zebulun. But they laughed at them and mocked them. They laughed at them and mocked them. There's nothing as dirty as mockery. They mocked at them. They laughed at them. They mocked them. And the master had sent them from city to city. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 verse 16. But they mocked the messengers of the Elohim, despised his words, and scoffed at the prophets, at his prophets, until the wrath of Yahuwah arose against his people till there was no remedy. Today we have believers that you must hold with those kinds of believers. Manga shumayilinto angayifuni uhambile yekwenye inkonzo.
Yeah.
Bayomnikeza iposition makafika lapho kuleyo nkonzo leyo. Uthola shumayela lapha yanathi I am not judgmental. But the word itself is the judgment of the Most High. The word, the laws are the judgments of the Most High. You and I, as we speak and read, we are reading the judgments of the Most High. So how can you not be judgmental? You must choose between right and wrong, and that is judging. That is judgmentalism. Nevertheless, 2 Chronicles, they mocked at the messengers, despised his words, scoffed at the prophets, until the wrath of the Elohim rose against his own people, till there was no remedy. Psalms 10 verses, Psalms 50 verses 17, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you. Unteachability is when someone hates instruction, especially bayeza lapho kuwe for discipleship angazi mara kuyiwapi mara
ayi asazi ukuthi
ngokuhlala shumayeza abantu yena ushumayezwa ubani yena.
Yeah,
truly ushumayezwa ubani. Uyakwazi ukuhlangana nabantu ngendlela esihlangana ngakhona, abe ku discipleship naye nabo abazalwane bonke, afunde naye.
Yeah, together with the
people. Yes, learning together. Until abantu abaholayo, they stop being his subjects and followers. They become his brothers and sisters and friends. His equals from the beginning. And they have a right to speak into his life. Oh. Touch not. We're touching base on these issues. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, hanging out with Jablan Dominic Sipopoulos and Mfundisi Mqumutha.
You can now listen to Radio Pulpit from Silby to Sandfontein to Sydney. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
There we go. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp. Tell us what is unteachability all about. Have you seen it in your own ministry, in your own love fellowship? Have you experienced it in your own life? You know, it's nice to be honest for a change. Have you seen it in your own life, and how were the effects of it? Have you seen it in the lives of people that are very important, special to you, fellow believers, fellow brothers and sisters in the walk of Christ? Have you seen that? And how were things, you know? And when you were rejecting instruction, what was happening to you? That emptiness and void and the violence that you were experiencing, which was consuming you. Hey, my daughter. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note also there. This is an open show. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Jabu, let me start with you. An unteachable spirit, what comes to mind, my friend?
Thank you very much, my friend. What a great topic indeed about unteachable spirits. One of the spirits that also as believers we need to guard against, especially because of there are many consequences of the unteachable spirit, like not growing in spirit and also just not experiencing the Father the way that He wants you to experience Him because of unteachable. So that's why it's very important for us to guard against this spirit. So you've said a mouthful about maybe the introduction of the spirit. It's when we cannot learn from the Father. It's when we cannot take instruction. It's when we cannot be corrected. It's when we know everything. I don't know if you've ever met people that know everything. They know everything. Even sometimes when you're trying to tell them something, they stop you to say that, I already know.
Don't go there. They say, don't go there.
They finish your sentence.
Yeah.
So already, that's one of the signs of the unteachable spirit. Someone who knows everything, you know, who can never listen to anyone.
Mm.
Whenever there are conversations, maybe let's say in a meeting, they are the ones who must speak more than everyone.
Mm.
You know, they'll never be in a position where they can hear others and listen to others, you know, because that's a great quality. Listening is a skill on its own. It's, you know, like it's a character on its own, listening. In order for you to learn and to be teachable and to grow, you must have this character of listening. Being able to really sit down and let people, even if you feel like maybe like what they are saying, maybe it's not to your level or whatever, but if you can listen, then it means you've got a character that really symbolizes that you can be taught. But when you can't listen, you are unteachable. You are unteachable. You know. And also, even if we go into the book of, I think I was reading Philippians.
Yeah.
Actually, Philippians. I just give it now, my friend. But also still, just to emphasize the point of being unteachable. In Philippians 2:4, it says, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. So a person who can never look to the interest of others is always to their interest. In everything that is done, everything must be centered to themselves. You know, that also even exposes the spirit of selfishness. Someone who is selfish, you know, it's because of their unteachable.
Yeah,
you know, they can never be taught, they can never be told, they can never be corrected, they can never be instructed. That's someone who really is proud, someone who really can never humble himself, because the opposite of being unteachable, being teachable, is when you are humble.
Yeah.
And what does it mean to be humble? Humility is when you can look at others as better than yourself. Just like the son of the Most High, you know, Yahushua HaMashiach himself, he took the nature of being a servant and humbled himself up to the cross. That's the nature of a teachable spirit. But at the expense of an unteachable spirit, where you can never, you know, like be humble, you are proud. So it means you never look at the interests of others. It's always about you, you. Like you're preaching so hard, doing the things of God so hard, but the ulterior motive is for you to be famous, for you to be known, for you to be wealthy, to be rich, for you to be powerful, for you. Everything that you are doing is about you. The ulterior motive, it's you. That's the sign of being unteachable, my friend. Thank you very much, my friend.
I hear you quite well. And of course, we trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And we are talking about an unteachable spirit, what it is even all about. Sipho, I'm reading Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The fear of the Elohim is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. An unteachableness is when we despise wisdom and the instruction of the Most High. We despise the fear of the Elohim. Sibo.
That's very true indeed from this. And it's just said to good thing. We become
How got Namchanja whining a cool pezul matter? In Bungsama volume and pezul die. You think Peginga Kinamchanja? Ah, he 10, Balambi, Labant. It's the Z15, Sipo, Kulmela Pezul, Pinizel, and Fat, Pinizel, Pinizel.
Hey, no, I know, God forbid.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Pundis, for unfolding the problem, the topic for the day, and the unteachable spirit. Definitely, Pundis, it's a dangerous spirit, actually, if I may call it, because unteachable. In other words, you are in the environment where there are more lessons, where you can be equipped. But unfortunately, you choose on the right direction, in the wrong direction. You act unwisely. In other words, in Fundis, spirits can shoot a scarrow. You are in the environment where you walk with the master, but unfortunately, you betray him. In other words, you are exposed to the truth, but you reject it. But with Jeremy, I'm not cool, man. I will send a scat. What a shame, what the Auliza is la Moba was a shame. In other words, let the Paratigua Kukulenayo,
rebellious.
Hey, from the unteachable spirit of Vinjama Tubugan Consul, we are the program, was about Fundis, Uwas Nukshumaila, but the challenge is it is the spirit, Esibakon, which you are wise in your own eyes. According to Proverbs chapter 26, verse 12, ngiyathanda le verse ngoba liveza lapho ukuthi uba nalo umoya ukuthi uba ngohlakaniphile emehlweni akho.
Hey,
we have seen a man who seemed wise to himself.
There
will be a greater hope held for the unwise than for him. Umuntu ohlakaniphile kuye, you cannot teach him from this. Lalela. That scripture, it was opened by Pastor Ray in the conference in 1991.
Hey.
He closed with that sermon.
Hey.
But the question is, yeah, na into my akshanga.
Hey, Mazot.
Yeah. Ubute ukashan.
Ukashan.
Yeah, I just no lava bagute. I beg mbusen, but abagute no mbus.
Hey, my daughter.
The third part is good. They know from the good to chase so in daughter and I can call good, but I beg to the friendship that they supposed to have with the master. This spirit in from the Yinga with Kazaka, Umbalaga, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 12. Verse Woody, Aband Funisabani, unteachable spirit, a people in from this. They hate to be ruled. They always want to dominate. Yingako kubalekile ukuthi lo moya kumelanga ubuse phakathi ebandleni.
Yeah.
Futhi they hate correction. According to Proverbs chapter 12 verse 1, uthi they hate the truth. Yingako mfundisi ngicela ukumfunda lo verse chapter 12 ka Proverbs chapter 12 verse 2. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is unwise.
Yeah, man.
The abandon from the servant unteachable spirit, definitely they hate to be corrected. They always want to be correct. And they are exposed to the instruction of God's word, but they receive not the knowledge of the truth. So, abafarisi bayalizwa bazalizwa but angeke lambuleke.
Hey, my daughter. Forever hearing.
Akhulume ngama-parables but aba-understand.
Hey, my daughter.
Also, mfundisi, umuntu ne-unteachable spirit are those who are unwilling to learn and to change their ways.
Mm.
Ati kuti Jeremiah, go to the ways zakudala lapha nime on the four ways and ask kuti zazinjani indlela zakuqala but hayi ngeke asika futhi. Mawubatshela kuti hayi maleva ngeli kuthiwa ikhonkwana singazisusi zakudala ezabekwa. Kuyoyilalela. Hayi manje. Ngamanye amazwi baba ne stubborn heart. Abantu abane unteachable spirit. Abantu aba like a prodigal son, they want to always their own ways. Ubatshela endoda leyo ndlela yahamba that hayi ndoda kumelanga ke sifunde sawufunda ngendlela zimkhalakathela. Abantu umfundisi othi noma ubatshela ukuthi quench not the spirit of God. Akutshela ukuthi umuntu no yena usabhalansisa akafuni ukuba holy thou phela uphile emhlabeni kumele abhalansise. Umtshela ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu kumele akufunde ukumesaba uNkulunkulu. Kodwa on unteachable spirit mfundisi umuntu othi no, I must learn from my own mistake. Ingaki iBhayibheli mfundisi ngoba unibona lingaka, there are people abenza ama blunders and mistakes. We can learn from them. But yeah. Unfortunately mfundisi umuntu one unteachable spirit uvela kutshela ukuthi ndoda namele ngifunde ngewami amaphutha. Thola ukuthi ewakhe angeke amnikeze ithuba lokuphila. Ingaki mfundisi, this is a serious warning. We should not accommodate the unteachable spirit because but we choose to close our ears like labantu babebulala Stefana. They crumbled their teeth, they closed their ears. They said, no, you're not to hear what he's saying. In other words, even though Stephen was speaking to them, testifying, but unfortunately they chose to close their ears. In other words, mfundisi, and shortly, unteachable spirit, it's when we learn to quench the spirit of God whenever he speaks, but we silence him.
Ikuzwa kahle. Thank you so much, mfowethu. We are talking about an unteachable spirit. Spirit esinjani. Someone who has that kind of spirit. Ujabuthi, umuntu othi vele, hayi, ungasayi lapho, sengiyazi ukuthi uzokhuluma ngani. Omunye ubhuti ke wathi kimi, hey, ngendlela phela besazi ngakhona si unteachable. Uma kaqala ashumayela kune ibaba shop in front of the church, athi angiziyela laphayana, ngiyazi mangiceda laphayana uzabe eceda naye. Hey madoda kuyamangaza, but that is what we see much at the times. So we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. An unteachable spirit, what is it even all about?
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi App Store okanye kwi Play Store. Kungenjalo, phakamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Radiopulpit.co.za, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, we are looking into the very aspect of an unteachable spirit, what it is even all about. Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you. When we talk about an unteachable spirit, and this is just amazing, you know, I am looking at Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. When people hate the truth, they hate the knowledge. That is indicative of an unteachable spirit. Funis Mota?
Funis, absolutely. That is very much true. It is one of the characters. It is one of the signs.
Yeah.
That we see ukuthi lo muntu lona unenhliziyo engalaleli, inhliziyo engafundiseki. When one hates the truth, uma abantu bazonda iqiniso, and not only hating the truth but rejecting the truth as well. And the only thing ayenza ukuthi umuntu anqabe ulwazi, anqabe ukuhlakanipha. It is because they always think that they are right all the time. You know, when you think that you are always right, you Mr. always right, you Mr. know it all. For that, you have actually closed an element for you to be able to learn from other people. Somebody who's got an attitude, you go to ufunuk mamelu, we must hear from you, but is not willing to listen to others. It is important for this. Ukuthi we should be open up, sikwazi ukuthi silalele omunye umuntu, even though you think that you know it all, but you can learn, you can even learn from a child. But somebody on an unteachable spirit, they become so stubborn, they have a mindset of stubbornness, they are so rebellious, not only rebellious to the leaders, but also to the word of God. And one of the things, Mfundis, pride will make somebody ukuthi angakhoni ukufundiseka. And for the fact that umuntu aze when kuthiwa Pastor Ray ukhona la sharing uyashumayela lapha yena abe nalokuthi, but who is this man? Instead of listening to the word of God, to the message of God, you start to judge this person by the way they look, by the way how they dress, and you don't listen. Lokhu okuphuma emlonyeni, lokhu uNkulunkulu akukhuluma ngomlomo walo muntu. So an unteachable spirit, Mfundisi, I will also say that it is an unwillingness to learn. When we resist correction, when we resist instruction, when we reject instruction, we can never be able to learn. I want to read Jeremiah chapter 7, verse number 28. It says, but they refuse to listen, and stubbornly they turn their backs. In other words, when one is being taught, as you read Proverbs 1, verse 8, when one hate knowledge, when one hates to be told, when one hates ukuba afundiseke, they end up, that is why you'll find people abanye umuntu ngenxa yokuthi wenze into which is ungodly, ehambisana engahambisani nezikaNkulunkulu. Uma umbiza, umhlalisa phansi, umbonisa indlela, they hate you. They even leave the church. Umuntu akhulelisa intombazane, nomntombazane ekhulelisa, umtshele ukuthi uma usindisi wakuphilwa kanje, akuhanjwa kanje. But then when you correct them, they hate that. They think that you are against them, or you think that you are jealous of them. So we need to be careful, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, singavumeli ukuthi iy'nhliziyo zethu ziqine, singabi with a hard-hearted hearts. Singabi ngabantu abangalaleli, because when we do not listen, we will never be able ukuthi sithole ukuhlakanipha. Let us go to Jeremiah 13, verse 15. It says, listen and give your ear, do not be proud, for the Lord has spoken. So fa ukuthi uNkulunkulu simamele, singabi nani, because umuntu one pride akamameli, akafuna kutshelwa uba nokuthi ungubani lo angangitshelani.
Wazini, ubuyaphi lo?
What can I learn from this person?
Uyini?
The moment you start to have that kind of faith, uyini, uqhamukaphi yena lo? Ngoba simasi.
Yeah.
And God uses that person. UNkulunkulu akabheki ukuthi unani, uphuma kuphi, but UNkulunkulu ubheka inhliziyo elalelayo nethobekileyo. So when we tend to look down on other people, we actually closing a gap for us. We are closing ourselves. Ukuthi sihlale sinjalo sitry because we'll never gonna be able to learn anything. So we need to be open minded and open hearted in order for us to receive the knowledge from the Father.
Yeah, absolutely. Ngiyakuzwa mfundisi. So send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And then of course some good songs, some old songs I will play. This one. Eish. Khumbuza ugogo man. 0826572729. Send us a WhatsApp and a voice note. 012-334-1322. Give us a shout.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Send us a WhatsApp. So 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the issue of an unteachable spirit, what it is even all about. 012-334-1322. You can also give us a shout there. And of course, you can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, Mara says 12 years ago a minister was prophetically warned during a revival, to stop his sexual relations with a woman in the church. The message was rejected by him as lies. Now, 12 years later, 5 people are HIV positive and still they refuse the Holy Spirit and keep on preaching on the topic of love. Hey, Matod. Man, is there anything you fundi le, Matod?
Yes, I am fundi.
Hey, Matod. How is it for example? Is it for fundi futhi? Usipho nojabulani ba sijabu khona wena?
Ah, go.
Uyizile le ndaba engiyifundile manje.
Ah, ngicela ungiphindele mfundisi.
Ithi ngiyiphinde, cela ungiphinde tu, ithi ngiyiphinde. This is a message from Umara, ne? Umara uthi 12 years ago, a minister was prophetically warned during a revival stop his sexual relations with a woman in the church or with women in the church. The message was rejected by him as lies. Now, 12 years later, 5 people are HIV positive. And still, they refuse the Holy Spirit and keep on preaching on the topic of love. Ooh. Plus, he has a sign here, love, leya manje leyo kuhlanganisa imino sobe sibathi love. Nabantu ngapha, bayagula because of these sexual relations zakabhuti enkonzweni.
Eish. And manje sekunama consequences because of rejecting when he was ekhuzwa eboniswa funanga ukulalela mhlawumbe waze wabuka nokuthi lo muntu ongikhuzayo ungubani.
Wazi
they continue to do wrong and sinning in the house of Lord, of the Lord. Now there are consequences. Sickness,
status sake siyini. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. We're touching base on this, the very issue of an unteachable spirit, what it is even all about. Look, man, there are many people whom their father would say, Eish, kuluma nalo, get into this kind of ministry, nenze iministry so and so and so and so. Oh, mutavela te ngizokwenza ngasikudala nanya. Dukiyani sipho ubuyile. Bika yo connect to speaker.
Speaker sami ngiyakuzwa la manje ngisweni zwale bese siyangidoja mangithi ngiyasivula ngikuzwa.
Manje lalela ke la speaker. Lalela. Kuthiwa ubhuti lo akafuna ukukhuza.
So uyavuna kuloku akutshalile ngoba akalalelanga mhlazana akhuzwa.
Hheyi madoda.
Inkinga yalabafundisi mfundisi noma labazalwane ukuthi they think ukuthi umoya ingcwele akaboni ngale labantu abangaboni khona. God loves them enough. He presents somebody to warn them.
Unfortunately,
they close their ears and they think ukuthi no, it's just a coincidence.
UNkulunkulu
speaks, he means it.
Absolutely. Jabuthini wena mara ngaloku. Nanga ubrad uyala man ubhizi unkenkeza abafazi lapha enkonzweni. Seba HIV positive manje banenqulaza.
Yeah, it's really like also having an unteachable spirit because obviously especially doing it as a believer.
You know,
the believer will admonish you and even others will take you aside and tell you that what you are doing is wrong. But because of the spirit that is occupying you, the unteachable spirit, then you reject the instruction, you reject the corrections, continue, and you reap the consequences. As the scripture says that we reap what we sow. So it's unfortunate. But otherwise, those are the consequences of being unteachable, at the expense of being teachable.
Yeah. UNkulunkulu asize ngendlela esimanga. We're taking your calls. Send us your WhatsApps. The WhatsApp is 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, also you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. The WhatsApp is 0826572729.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Lindiwe Msutwana.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Pastor Ray, Sawubona kunjani?
Greetings
in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Timina Pastor Ray, thina masiqala ukusindiswa. Sasindiswa sihamba nge-train.
Yeah.
Esuka e-Springs e-Joburg.
Yeah.
Sihambe ekuseni masigibelile siyemsebenzini. Nantamba mawasibuya siyashunyayezwa la ema-training nje. So sasindiswa ngalezo nkathi lezo. Unobaba wayethi njalo makaqala athi uyashumayela uzothola athi lo baba uzothola abobhuti maba bebaqoqa nje baba ngumsindo waqala wangena wathi ngiyanibingelela egameni likaJesu bavele bathi yo lo uzosibangela umsindo ba lo uzobanga umsindo kangaka bekuvele kushiwo kanjalo nje training so abantu bebabanga umsindo but ngoba manje usuke wabingelela ngale gama likaJesu that's why abantu sebevele bathi sobanga umsindo sobanga umsindo
Bebangamhloniphi ngempela. Bebangamhloniphi. Thank you so much Lindiwe Msuthwana there. I really appreciate. Yeah, it's unteachable spirit ke le. Unteachable spirit esikhuluma ngayo. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Jabu, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 5 verses 12. It says, and say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. It's a hatred of instruction. And the looking down and the hatred of correction. Abafuna ukuripiwa abantu bathu judgmental or cabanga ukuthi ubani wena. Nami ngibiziwe girlfriend na imtshela ukuthi phela na ubiziwe wakhetha uNkulunkulu asoqalele Tison. Jabu.
Hey, very dangerous, my friend.
Mm.
Exactly. You know, when you choose to take other people's instructions at the expense of what the father is saying.
Yeah.
That can be very dangerous, you know, like when you listen to your friends and what the father is saying. You know very well that this is what the father said.
Yeah.
Your friends are saying otherwise. Go with the flow of the friends. It's also even a sign of being unteachable. You know?
Yeah.
Because if you are teachable, you will know that you'll rather obey God than man. Not to do the vice versa of that. So, you know, you are quoting Proverbs 5:12. It says, you will say, how I hated discipline.
Hey, my thought.
People who are unteachable, they hate discipline.
Mm.
In other words, they are not disciplined. Because discipline on its own, it's being able to have routine. Being able to have good habits. And the good habits are built not for a short period of time. It takes up to 21 days to build a good habit. It's a lot of investment. Like my friend, you run, I also run. In order for you to develop the habit, you're supposed to really invest a lot and discipline yourself. Without investing in disciplining yourself, you will not be able to achieve that good habit you're trying to build.
Yeah.
So people who are unteachable hate discipline. In other words, they don't want to invest in anything that is going to build a discipline in their life. They just want to lazy around and just take easy shortcuts. You know, give them shortcuts, instant porridge. They are people of instant. Everything must be done now.
That's now. Yeah.
They also even hip hop churches because of they want a message that is going to gratify their itching ear. Something that is going to be instant. You're going to get married now. You're going to have your car now. You're going to have your mansion now.
Yeah.
Your bank balance is going to increase now.
That's the
sign of being unteachable. You don't want to invest, you know, like in order to be wealthy or to be rich, you must invest. Like people who are wealthy or rich, if they can share their stories, how they've sacrificed. I have a family where I'm from, you know, in a small town in Greytown.
Yeah.
That started by selling tomatoes to the community and spinach from their own backyard garden. Today, they are running the whole of the town.
Yeah, man.
They are running the whole of the town. They are owning the town when it comes to business. But if you see them now, you'll feel like they were born rich. But if you were to learn their story, the humble beginnings, as they would say, that do not despise the humble beginnings. The beginning. So a person who hates discipline, who is unteachable, they despise little beginnings. They want to start on top, not from the bottom. They want to be high, never below.
You know?
They are like those two disciples who approached the son of the father and said, we want to sit one on the left, one on the right.
The sons of Jambres.
They never want to follow. They never want to submit. They never want to account to anyone. They just want to be on their own and be there. You know, instantly they are there. They hate discipline. That's the sign of being unteachable also. When you are like that, hating discipline. Because in order for you to really grow and also, you know, like excel in the things of the Father, you must be disciplined. It takes discipline. It takes discipline. At some point, you will be humiliated.
Yeah.
But it's good for a character that is going to be shaped and be formed in your life. My friend, if you can testify, every one of us, if you can testify how at some point we've been through thick and thin,
but
the Father instructing us, you know, but because of being able to really follow the disciplines of the Father and listen to him and take his instructions by his grace, you know, still looking up to him. So unteachable spirit is very dangerous because you will even not grow in the things of the Father. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. masizwe ukuthi wena uthini. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Tunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Jesso Untikani says, I greet you, Brother Ray, and your guests. I'm listening. Glory be to God for the topic. May we be renewed and transformed every day. Absolutely. May we learn together. May we be discipled together. And Mrena wetse hantle ke a leboga tle. Re a leboga. A tlotlo e ko Mrena. Right. Send us your WhatsApp. So 0826572729. We need to hear what you're saying on this issue. We need to hear what you're saying, and talk to us directly there. Of course, we are touching base on the issue of, you know, unteachable spirit, what it is even all about, and what does it do when one has an unteachable spirit, what happens to them? All right, let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.